It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. An online platform used by thousands of educational institutions shut down after a cyber attack late last week.
The online platform Canvas is used to communicate with educators, post grades, and turn in assignments. It went down, affecting a number of Wisconsin universities, including all campuses in the Universities of Wisconsin system, along with K-12 school districts around the state.
The hacking group claiming responsibility for the cyber attack gave the schools a deadline of tomorrow to negotiate a settlement, or they claim they'll release billions of pieces of information.
Chad Johnson is an associate professor of computing and new media technologies and principal faculty member of the undergraduate and graduate cybersecurity programs at UW-Stevens Point, where he directs the Digital Forensics Lab. Chad, welcome back to the show.
Hey. It's great to be back. Rob and Kate, thanks for having me.
You use Canvas at Point. What did you experience there?
Well, from the faculty perspective, we experienced a brief outage and a little bit of student panic. But for the most part, we bounced back without too much of an issue, thanks to the work of our academic staff.
Timing-wise, this is not when you want to see problems at the end of the semester, right?
Oh, absolutely not. And the timing is certainly deliberate as well. The Shiny Hunters group that is responsible for this attack no doubt waited for the opportune moment to strike so that they could inflict maximum leverage on the victims.
This came to light last week, but you say it's been months in the making. Give us the timeline.
Right. Well, I mean, most likely that's the case. I don't possess any specific or special knowledge on this other than, you know, what I know as a computer criminologist. But Shiny Hunters as a group, they are known for using more social tactics, fairly low sophistication as far as cyber attacks go, but to great effect. Their greatest strength is that they're able to leverage things like social engineering and inside actors in a grander strategy, like we see here with their patience in waiting. A patient attacker is a much more dangerous attacker. And it's likely that this attack has been months in the making, probably going back to their initial Canvas attack back in September 2025.
And when you talk about social engineering, that might be somebody sends Rob Ferret at WPR an email, says, hey, you got to click this link, something like that. And if I fall for that, that's that social connect. They're not, you know, remotely accessing without that information. They're getting it from what they hope is a sucker like me.
I mean, absolutely. But I wouldn't necessarily put it that way. I mean, what we're talking about with social engineering is hacking humans. So, you know, calling a victim of that a sucker isn't necessarily the right nomenclature here, because just about anybody could fall for it. And in this case, we're talking about not those low sophistication, low effort phishing emails. We're talking about things that are tailored for the victim that might take, you know, for example, they're very, very commonly employing vishing, which is over voice, or spear phishing, which is where the attacks are very particularly tailored for a specific victim.
And tell us about what we know about this group, Shiny Hunters, one of the cyber attack groups out there in the world.
Sure. I mean, in brief, they've been around since around 2019. I think they first emerged on the scene in early 2020 when they released a copious amount of data, I think from more than a dozen victims, if I remember correctly. Their name comes from a Pokemon reference. Shiny hunting is like hunting for special or rare items, which it fits well with their modus operandi here. But it's also very common with this attacker type to use names that are sort of irreverent in that fashion. So it makes sense. They are what we call a hacker collective, which means that they're not affiliated directly anyway with any state actors or advanced persistent threat groups. They're a loose collection of individual hackers that sort of come together for these different operations. They're likely not tied to each other, you know, via any specific methods other than, you know, their collection of skills that they can employ.
And they don't necessarily all have to be in the same place, right? They could be in one country. They could be dispersed around the world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's one of the unique hallmarks of computer crimes, is that the crime scene extends worldwide regardless. And in this case, they're believed to be based in the US and UK, which makes them active members in what's known as the COM, or the community, which is a sort of an underworld or a computer criminal focused society or group that shares information, supports each other, that kind of thing.
What do they want out of a hack like this?
Well, they use what's known as pay or leak tactics. It's extortion, essentially. So they'll compromise the system, exfiltrate the data, they'll hold on to it, but contact the victim and give them a deadline. In this case, it's tomorrow, as was already mentioned, where if they don't pay the ransom, then what they will do is they'll attempt to auction it off. And if they don't get a payday, they'll just leak it to the public.
What kind of information is at stake with this particular hack, as far as we know? This isn't, you know, a bank account sort of thing or people's credit card numbers, as I understand the kind of information on Canvas. So I'm getting the sense that that level of panic may not be there.
Right, exactly. Canvas is an LMS, a learning management system. So it's where we as faculty will post information for students in their assignments or materials that we need them to have. Students will interact with that. In order to contact faculty members, other students, participate in discussions, and upload their coursework. So grades are part of what is kept in Canvas, but it seems that in this case, we're not talking about a full breach, a full compromise here of the entire system. It looks like anything having to do with student credential information, financial data, or any like PII government IDs that might have been in there are safe. But in this case, what looks like would be compromised would be what we call institutional data. So anything that would be associated with the courses that may or may not be under FERPA or would otherwise be considered proprietary or sensitive for the university. So things like student accommodations, which may include health information, the grades, of course, the coursework, obviously, as well, but also any other, you know, enrollment information or anything like that, which is protected by FERPA.
We're talking to Chad Johnson, cybersecurity expert at UW Stevens Point, looking at the cybersecurity attack on Canvas, a platform used by universities, colleges, schools, including many here in Wisconsin. We reached out to the system, the universities of Wisconsin, about the hack. They sent a statement that basically directed people to Canvas's parent company, Instructure's website. Chad, what can either the customer, in this case, the university, or the provider, in this case, Instructure and their product, Canvas, what kind of things could they do to learn from this to prevent similar attacks in the future?
Well, I mean, what we're talking about here with Shiny Hunters is most likely a social engineering attack or leveraging a security misconfiguration, as was already mentioned. So, you know, we're talking about end user training. We're talking about building more robust systems, hardening bastion servers and that sort of thing. Just essentially double checking, dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's and making sure that in terms of their security posture, that they are as protected as they possibly can be, and that they're mitigating social engineering as an attack as much as they possibly can.
Chad, so much of our data is in the hands of various providers. If we're not students, maybe we're not on Canvas, but retail stores have information about us, financial institutions, subscriptions, the list goes on and on. Is there anything that consumers can do to keep themselves safe, seeing these massive attacks happening to these large applications?
Well, Rob, you always ask me that, so I knew it was going to come up. And this is another one of those cases where, I mean, for the most part, a lot of this is just out of the hands of the end user. When you participate in a system, you put your data in their hands. That's a trust relationship. You're trusting the organization to handle it well. And in this case, since no credential information was stolen, I mean, it's always a good idea to cycle out your passwords as much as you can tolerate. But in this case, none of those were compromised, so that's not really the issue. So for our users, the students, faculty, and anyone else out there that has a connection with Canvas as a user, what you want to do at this point is mostly be on your guard. So remember that now Shiny Hunters has some of your information. And spear phishing requires some information about the victim in order to tailor the attack to them, in order to make it more convincing and legitimate the attack. So be on your guard for spear phishing. Make sure that you're, you know, aware of the information that might be out there. And, you know, don't be afraid to contact your institution in order to get direct updates. Yes, we do point people towards the third party in this case, since they have the most direct information. But your relationship, though you're using Canvas, is with your institution. So, you know, feel free to use them as a resource. They should be providing some kind of information. I know that we are at our campus. But for the most part, just be on your guard. Know that attackers have your information. And that is doubly true for faculty, because in terms of potential victims, a faculty member's is going to be more valuable as a target than a student.
But I could see a massive spear phishing attack now if somebody went through this, maybe with AI, created a database and sent out emails to all students affected saying, hey, you had a C in your psychology class. That was an error. Actually, your grade should be higher. Provide us with your login information or whatever other information. Get that grade rectified. So just making that up on the spot here. That's the kind of spear phishing attack a student or faculty member might be vulnerable now if this information is out there.
Yes, exactly. And that's the kind of thing that you want to make sure that you scrutinize. So an attack like that, what we would recommend that users do if they were to receive something like that is to verify the email via another method. So don't reply to the email and say, can you give me proof? But if it's coming from your instructor or the registrar's office or bursar's office or whoever it's coming from, contact them via another method, phone call or a separate email directly to their known good working email address and verify it before you continue. For institutions, this would also be a good time to do simple things like reviewing your data retention policies. But horses are already out of the barn. In this case, the damage has been done, but any information that wasn't canvassed that didn't need to be would be sort of a wake-up call for institutions to consider whether or not they need to retain as much information as they possibly are. And of course, also editing or auditing the free for teacher accounts, which looks like they were leveraged in this case. Canvas had a system where users could create user accounts without verifying their institution. Those should certainly be audited. And of course, rotating out any API keys or any other secret tokens or anything that are in use for any integrations with Canvas would be a good idea as well.
Chad, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, anytime. My pleasure.
That's Chad Johnson, Associate Professor of Computing and New Media Technologies at UW-Stevens Point. He joined us for a look at the Canvas cybersecurity breach affecting schools in Wisconsin and beyond. And hey, were you panicking last week when you tried to log into a system as a student or professor and couldn't get on? Are you worried about your data? Let us know your perspective on this Canvas breach. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.